The Bureau of Land Management will not be having a roundup of Colorado wild horses this year. This is Stephen Hall with the BLM.
So here in Colorado, we have four designated herd management areas, and they're all pretty close to the upper end of the populations that we can manage horses and other natural resources to maintain a balance.
Hall says part of the reason they won't have to do it this year is because of the success of other programs they have to keep the population in check. Programs like birth control.
Yeah, under the Wild Horse and Burro Act, which was an act passed by Congress in the 70s, the Bureau of Land Management tries to manage wild horses in as natural a state as possible. So, yeah, we can't just put the birth control in the feed. Usually what we do is some form of darting, and this can be done remotely or it can be done when the horses are gathered and put in a corral. And it's typically a dose that maintains or prevents pregnancy for the mare for 1 to 2 years. So it's something that we have to update. It's not a one-time fix, but it is another way to keep these horse populations manageable.
They have these programs because the number of wild horses in Colorado could explode. Hall says the wild horse populations can double every 4 years. With growth booms like that, it can quickly lead to mass starvation for the herd and for other animals.
Horses do really, really well. And for those folks, and I know in the North Fork Valley and in your guys' listening area, there are a lot of folks who understand ranching and livestock. And you can imagine what horses can do on the range in terms of population growth and also just being the dominant eaters of the forage. They will displace most other wildlife in their respective areas. And because there are so few natural predators for horses, that's why we see such a strong population growth for these animals. They're not native to Colorado. They're not native to North America. So the ecosystem has not adapted.
Hall notes that they will have to do a roundup in Colorado eventually. He also credits the program's success to local community groups.
Eventually, Colorado will be looking at some of the same population challenges that they're seeing in Nevada and Wyoming. So we haven't found the magic solution. What has worked really well in Colorado is we have some very strong, supportive community groups. And a classic example is in the Little Book Cliffs area down near Grand Junction, where the Friends of the Mustangs have been a true partner with the BLM in managing that horse herd.
Chris Joyner with the BLM field office in Grand Junction also credits the group with the success they've had in keeping the numbers down, saying that they've gone from 20% annual growth to below 8%. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.